Go to John Gang. Go to John Gang. The same as we've been since we started. So spicy that we make you cry, satisfying your cravings for a tasty soundbite. Oh, spicy gang, stay by our side. We'll continue to make many more cherished memories. But of course, if your feelings have cooled off, then we'll sadly let you go. This week in the Jando, the Gojong Gang Spice Test, the transition of K-pop.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in jangdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard jangdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Spicy. Nice job. Wow.
Good singing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
why am I crying?
Because it's spicy. Elsa, you made me feel like you promised the spicy game that we'll keep on like giving them content. And I was thinking like, oh, what? I thought we were gonna stop soon.
But now we renewed, right?
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Yeah, but we did have a...
We're going all the way now.
Okay, because I remember you kind of like mentioned that, you know, you kind of stopped. But all right. Then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jangdok under the lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, stay hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex, the plus plus gochu, who's the G-O-D, gochu of the day. Because he's in charge of the opening and the segment. There's a lot riding on his shoulders.
Heavy burden.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. If this episode's good, it's because of you. If it's not, well. Amanda, the time travel gochu, who is the fourth member of SES. Her stage name is, changing SES to Sheesh. You know, this is modern day. Modern day SES. Michael, the latte's horse gochu, who is the only remaining original member of Mike Teji and the gang. Sorry, I don't know why I left there. It's not that. It's just an okay line. And I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe is H.O.T. All right, self-explanatory. I had an alternate of that, but it was too depressing. So like, I'm gonna stop doing the depressing Chad intros and really like manifest like good things for myself. To like put myself up there, like, you know, if I don't put myself up, like who else will? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, you could try.
Could you put me up instead of just being old and fat?
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll make a note. Next intro will be positive for Gochu Mike. Okay.
Thank you.
You've done this before.
I know. But yeah. It's such easy. It's like easy, you know, easy hits to Gochu Mike because it's
fall back into the negative.
I know it's hard.
It's hard to stay positive.
It is hard. Okay, I'll try. All right, next time, Gochu Mike will be positive. Everybody else will be negative. Okay, and then we're together with the Gochu Game for Korean Americans, closing, opening, channel lids, wherever you please. So we're a couple of days away from Thanksgiving, just to give people an idea of where we're at mentally, physically. You know, so how y'all doing?
Don't
anything
get.
Anything new going on?
Hold it.
Already?
Time for my trap card segment.
Oh god.
Gochujang, gochujang, you're so spicy and makes me feel so wrong. Gochujang, gochujang, you're so spicy and makes me feel so wrong. On my knees and I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Nianeo saria. Sorry, sorry for all my words and my sins. Really, really, you can believe me, it's all genuine. I'll stop crying. Now here's what I'm sorry for.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
I think no lyrics in the background.
Yeah, and the first time doing the instrumental, because, you know, don't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Are you manifesting being a K-pop idol? I mean, two songs back to back.
I know. I just want to get the heavy burden off, you know.
So wait, did the first opening have lyrics in that song?
No, that was instrumental too.
Oh shit! Okay, you professional boy. Okay.
I was practicing all day.
Yeah. Okay. I see why now, because it's yeah. hard to hit the, you know, yeah, the right, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Oof. Okay.
Good job.
So I have to say, I'm so sorry to go to Amanda for last episode when we're talking about NewJeans and their music video for Gods. She said that there was an Ezreal and Lucien.
There was Ezreal.
In the video, and I said there wasn't. And
there was Ezreal and Lucien, both of them.
Yes, Death was Ezreal, Lucien, and I think a number of other ADCs, but I'm
See?
Sorry. Yeah, I gaslit you. Yeah.
<Mm-mm-mm. laughs>
No, anything.
Yeah, yeah. No, I felt really bad. I was like, afterwards, like,
guess who didn't know?
Because yeah. I listened to the episode, and I was like, wait, I might be wrong. And then so I watched the music video, saw I was wrong, and then I watched it like another time just to make sure. But I think he mentioned Jinx,
yeah.
But there was no Jinx.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But there were the other two. I'm sorry about that.
There is also Thrash, right?
Yes.
Which one of
there was Thrash. Yes, very good, very good. Yeah.
See, I know.
What else? What else was there?
Well, that's the extent of.
Oh, okay, I was trying to set you up for another like.
She only saw it once. Okay.
You say stuff, yeah. And I'll say no, there wasn't, and then you know, there was actually, and then we have another one.
Yeah, I do have to say though, since we're talking about the last episode, for the NewJeans to OldJeans quiz that Coach Mike did,
mm-hmm.
I said that I wasn't going to edit it to show like how long it took you, Coach Amanda, uh-huh. to order the jean brands. But I had to edit it. I had to, because there's too much dead air. So for our listeners, for the Spicy Gang, when you listen to that, just pretend that the quiz is twice the length that it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But guess who won the quiz?
I know. I had to edit it. But yeah, now I have a follow-up segment on this.
Wait, before you go on, can I say something?
Sure.
Because it was, we were talking about NewJeans and their music video, which is for LOL.
Yeah.
I saw a very short clip, but Faker's grandma, like, did, like, a little interview. I don't know what it was for.
Now you're jumping ahead here.
Oh, really?
Can I do my segment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm bringing Spicy back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It's a mini back because we're gonna talk about Faker, yes, and the T1 win at Worlds. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It was surprising because, well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but I guess her grandma, his grandma, really knows the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like she knows the champions, and like she, I think she watches almost every game that Faker plays, and like she recognizes like different like what is it, like skills that the champions use and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Wow.
So I thought I thought that was really nice. It was like, wow, what a supportive, like,
I mean, he's the best
parent
league player in the world. I feel like that's a given.
Oh, well, I mean you could say of all time.
That's
right?
Not a the given. Goat? Yeah, he is.
I feel like it's hard for some people to understand. Like,
it's a game. It's a sport. Like,
but it's hard for like old people to catch on to this kind of thing. No.
Yeah, I mean, like even like when I first started playing, I'm not good even now. But like when I first started playing, I was very confused.
But do you have a grandson who's the best player of all time? I feel like if we're talking about like, let's say LeBron. I feel like his grandparents would know everything there is to know about basketball.
How can you not?
Or like Serena Williams and her grandparents would know everything there is to know about tennis.
Oh, you're speculating.
Maybe.
I mean, Yeah, but I mean, that'd be some really weird, you know, conversations at like Thanksgiving, you know. Yeah. How's that, you know, tennis thing going on, you know? It's like, I'm like, you know, the best in the world, champion.
Yeah. But also, there aren't hundreds of champions.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all have like different skill sets.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I just thought it was really nice because kind of like shows how supportive his like family is. Like, whole family.
I think they have to be. Like, so the reason why I did a trap car segment was because what I've been up to watching the world's finals for League of Legends. And I think before they played the games, they mentioned that one of the Team One members' dad, I think it was Kumayushi, but like his dad was like told them, okay, if you want to go pro, you have to hit Challenger within a month.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
he was a middle schooler, and he did it.
Oh,
and
my then God.
And so like,
and also his older brother, it was a StarCraft pro player.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, it's in the genes.
It is.
But also, he said he has 7 siblings total or something.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
A lot.
But anyways, I want to say congrats to Faker and the rest of T1 for the win. For Faker, it's actually the fourth time he won Worlds over a 10-year span.
Wow.
It's crazy. And he's actually been in the finals more than that, though. Like, last year he was in the finals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so, like, that's crazy. Like, in 10 years, like, more than half the time you're in the finals and then you win 4 times.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about New Jeans a bit here because they performed Gods before the whole finals games.
In the opening ceremony.
Yeah, and it was a bit lackluster.
Really?
It was very lackluster.
It was very strange because they experimented a bit with the AI. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even AI, it was just like holograms on the stage with them. And then like there's also this like random kid who was like acting on the stage in front of them too. Like he was like Leona or something and fighting against Mordekaiser, and then he was like blocking them.
So yeah, he was in front of them. He
was like, what? Awesome. Like no one wants to see this dude dancing in the middle, like show us New Jeans, and like
strange choice. Like, why have this guy dancing around like with a big sword and we can't see New Jeans behind him? It was like, huh? It made zero sense.
Interesting.
It was so bad. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I want to see New Jeans like as if it was like a music bank or like one of those like idol performance shows, you know? Uh-huh. Like close-ups and stuff. I couldn't see anything. Didn't see anything.
Yeah, there was none of that.
That's surprising because
I know
this year it was held in Korea,
and it's right? Like the biggest group too. Like, why had this random dude be this main show guy? Ugh, that's bad. Yeah,
yeah. But there is some really good news for New Jeans, and if you guys remember back in our Blackpink episode, we were talking about like girl group member brand reputation, which is basically like the Korean bureau, business bureau, kind of scoring these people in terms of like how much weight they have in brand recognition and like advertising. And Jennie, she used to be number one
on the list.
But as of this month, she's third. And the two people who are above her are from New Jeans.
Wow.
Oh, is it heading?
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Daniel?
No.
Oh, Minji?
Yes, Minji and Honey. Are one and two. Okay. The rest of the members are within the top 20, though.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so I think it's... Yeah.
Am I basic? Did I pick the most popular one?
Oh, you did, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you basic,
oh,
yeah. Man.
What have I done?
Oh, no. Or...
Yeah, but...
So her rating still started going to go down now? Could you, Mike?
No,
it's only been a year since they debuted, and they're already, like, topping the charts here, and, like, Jennie and the rest of Blackpink are on the decline.
Yeah. Dude, they need that older sister brother to... Just kidding. From the last episode, you know?
Need someone
to mentor, to make sure they don't get full heads, and... They're so young. They're so impressionable. Anyways.
But now they're making impressions on other people.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Anyways, yeah, it's kind of sad because, you know, we hear that Jennie and the rest of the Blackpink members are starting their own companies, whatever, but they're already kind of losing their fame and following.
Is that Ned? Ned's,
that is Ned.
Time to shine?
Again, yeah. Yeah.
It's this little segment. Ned's water time.
Yeah.
Okay. There's like a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
When Ned's drinking.
You know, thirsty boy. Okay. Yeah. One thing I have that's for Spicy Back is from anime. I watched the last episode of Attack on Titan. That last hour and a half. Too. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, this might be longer than.
Oh man! Hey! Go to Mike. You're preventing me from the biggest hit ever.
Oh, good. Good.
Maybe
you can go to Amanda. Yeah.
Well, maybe. I mean, Coach Amanda's like, well, Coach Amanda doesn't care.
I don't really care.
But anyways, okay, so spoilers, just in case we do say stuff. But I really liked it. I thought it was a really good ending. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I said I liked it too.
Yeah.
I was just confused on a few points.
Coach Mike, what'd you think before you get into
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was. But does it follow the manga, like, spot on? Beat by
you
beat?
You would know. I didn't read the manga.
I didn't read the ending, so I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if they took liberties.
I think there was, like, some stuff, like, the part, I think, like, where he said, like, he's just an idiot, I think that was, like, new.
Okay. I don't like that, but okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that was, like, the big one.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Dude, go Chow's. What'd you get confused on? Just see if you can
quickly
go through.
Okay, two main things, okay? Number one.
Also, apologies for Spicy King who don't care about Attack on Titan.
Where's my apology?
Oh, no, you're part of the, you gotta be professional. You gotta jump in.
Yeah,
I'd like you know. Yeah. Pull a Gochu Mike. You know, remember Gochu Mike did with John Wick?
How did Eden make it so the rest of the Titans like lose their powers?
He didn't. It was Ymir.
Dude.
Okay.
Okay,
fine.
They were like, remember they're talking to them in that zone area where they're all kind of passed away.
Yeah.
And they're saying like, you know, we need your strength.
Yeah.
So they made that mental choice and then they did it on their own.
Okay, I know Ymir has like a lot of power in the back. Like, okay, and then so she makes the decision, whatever. But then now this makes my second question even more like confusing because. Why at the end did it seem like everyone forgive Eden?
Because they all remembered him talking.
Because he did it for them. He told them his plan throughout the time, but he erased their memories back in the days as they're progressing. Eden is in a state of like he's in a state of like that arrival where he lives his whole life in a circle, like there's no like progression. You know what I mean, Coach Alex?
No, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then,
time
doesn't flow naturally. It's not. It's time is, you know, as they say in True Detective. Anyways, so he tells everyone his plan throughout their lives, but he erases their memories every time he tells them, and at the end, after he dies, their memories come back of those sessions, and so they realize, oh, the Eden did it all for them.
But yeah, I know he made them come and stop him. But then he still kills like 80% of the population.
That's just how much they mean to him. That's just how much they mean to him.
He's like he's a monster. Like what?
Well, yeah. I mean, like it's like the same idea here. It's like, hey, Coach Alex, would you kill? Maybe I shouldn't say this on this episode.
I'm gonna say no. I would not kill. Okay.
Would you kill 10 random people for the gang?
I mean, if I had to.
Well, see, there you go. It's the same idea. Also, do we take that out?
No, one? I mean like. This is like the whole like train track question.
Yeah, it's
right?
A train track crisis. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but it's on a bigger scale.
It's a really, really big train tracks.
Yeah.
But then, like, did he really do it for them? Because
he said part of it's for himself too.
Yeah, and then like at the end of the whole anime.
Anime.
Yeah, anime. I mean, everyone says that you know there's still gonna be war. But
yeah, and they showed that there was still a war.
Yeah, and then there's still a war, and like so, like, what's really the point of everything if you're just gonna kill everyone off, and then there's still gonna be war?
There's no point.
Yeah, so that's why I asked the question too
about
Japan.
The
Yeah, like are they saying like war is inevitable? So like our role in World War II is not a big issue.
I don't know. I think it's very anti-war.
Like, there's always going to be people against us. Like how, you know how, Paradis?
Paradis?
Paradis is an island, just like Japan.
I mean, and,
like, the rest of the countries are all, you know, they want to, like, destroy Paradis. And then maybe that's, like, the same thinking that Japan has.
I mean, I think there is, you know, that idea that war is, like, inevitable and, like, human conflict. But I think it's just more pointing out, like, just, like, kind of how sad that is instead of, like, a, oh, well, it's pointless.
Yeah.
So that's how I take it, at least.
Instead of, like, you know, like, oh, it was going to happen anyway, so why not just be part of it? Instead of that, it's more like...
It's very sad that
it does happen. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. But also, Coach Alex, it's just like, it's just one guy, one creator who thinks, who created it to be like that, too. Yeah.
I mean, I also thought about, like, Code Geass.
Oh, yeah. Another one.
Very similar theme.
Yeah, they do like the war, like, take over, kill everyone kind of idea, huh? It's like Claymore, too.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see why, though, like, Eren's, like, all forgiven.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he should just kill everyone.
Jeez.
I mean, at that point?
Yeah, at that point.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just, it's awkward because I don't think he was, like, completely forgiven, but all the characters that he had talked to, they've already gone through all of it, you know, dealing with it. So it's not like a huge, you know, all of a sudden they're angry or whatever. Like, the emotions, they've already gone through the conversation.
Hmm. Yeah, so like, for them, it's like a personal thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's perspective, else. Yeah. For that small group, it's personal, it makes sense, but then for everybody else around the world, it's like a monster.
Yeah.
And he is a monster. Yeah.
Oh, man, but the whole Mikasa stuff, that made me tear up.
That was pretty sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, should we move on?
Hey, overall, though...
Is Coach Amanda, is she awake?
Pretty good ending. Coach Amanda, what did you think about it?
I was kind of shopping for my wedding shoes.
what kind of brand are you looking at right now?
I don't know. I'm just looking at all bunch. It was just like on the department website, like the department shopping website, just so that I can get a good idea of what's available and stuff.
Okay, you know, our mom is currently shopping for a wedding outfit too here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of busy with that. Yeah. I guess it's hard to do. It's hard to find the perfect one.
Dude, man, she wants to be the main character at a wedding.
She wants to.
Oh, no.
She's spending so much time finding a dress. Dress will do.
Whoa, man. It's not. This might be the only wedding she goes to of one of her kids getting married, okay?
Oh, shit. That's wow. That's not wrong. Could be true.
That's actually, like, surprisingly, like, I would bet more likely that's, like 80% true, right?
No.
Me and Elaine.
We're not going to Chad. There's such a catch, man. You'll find the right one soon. La, 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 la. Okay. Okay. So, since this is no longer a mini-back, I'll just find it to talk about, like, the whole the LOL and New Jeans stuff, but it's not a mini-back anymore. So, I'm gonna bring in one more topic.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if y'all heard, but Disney, they're live-actioning everything.
This is a mini-back. We talked about Disney.
Yeah, mini-back, though, is, like, you know, one topic.
Oh, shit. Sorry. It's just a spicy-back now.
It's a spicy-back now, okay? And most recently, they announced that they're going to be making a live-action film for Moana.
No, already?
Oh. What? Already, yeah, I know. It feels like the movie just came out last year.
How far would they go? You know what I'm saying?
It actually came out in 2016. So it's been 7 years.
7 years not long enough.
Quick question. Is The Rock just going to play himself?
Yes, he is.
Wait, that's so stupid.
Wait, isn't The Rock canceled?
Is he?
No.
I thought he was canceled.
Dwayne Johnson is going to play Maui.
That's so stupid.
That is dumb.
Oh, my God.
It is weird because he's pretty much the same character, right?
Yeah, it's just, that's so dumb.
Animated.
Why even do it then?
I don't know.
Just for because, the sing-long money?
People will see it. Yeah, made gonna, for money.
I'm not going to see it.
And do you want to guess who the titular character is going to be played by?
Someone
kind of hot.
Somebody, is the nationality lineup at
is it,
all?
Is it Honey?
He said someone hot.
I don't know about the nationality. I'm not sure about this person's nationality.
Well, who is it? Is it Chloe? Chloe Glick, Grace Moretz?
What?
You know, they're just gonna pull what? Aloha.
No. Okay, I mean, she actually kind of looks like Moana.
I don't know.
I don't like all these live action things.
It's like Zendaya?
Zendaya, you got it.
I got it?
Zendaya? She kind of old for that role, no?
I mean, Chloe's not old.
She's not old, but like, isn't Moana like a kid character? She's supposed to be a kid, like preteen. In the animation, she is. She's a kid.
Maybe, yeah, she plays more mature roles like in Dune, so maybe. But I just didn't know she can sing.
They all can sing, can't they?
You know, she started off as a singer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds vaguely correct. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's from. I think she's from Oakland, and she started off as like a YouTube singer.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh shit! Oakland represent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think. I mean, I'm just making
it up. You're making it up.
Just making shit up.
Cool. That's an interesting choice. That's going to be a, I don't know.
Yeah, she's from Oakland.
Nice. Okay. But also, I don't know. Why are they doing this? Why do they need to make Moana?
I don't know.
My gosh. That's what I was saying. Just how far would they go, you know, just to change that song lyric. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Coach Alex. I think you mentioned this before, though, too. Didn't you mention this last episode, too, with the whole Snow White shit, too?
Yeah, I was like Frozen.
Yeah, Frozen.
Yeah.
Damn, they're jumping on this fast, huh?
Wait, is there actually things about this, or did he get got by something?
Oh.
I don't see anything.
Uh-oh.
No, there actually is things on this.
Uh-oh, Coach Alex.
Do you have fake news?
No.
He got tricked.
One of those videos.
I see The Rock. I don't see Zendaya yet.
He says my next project that I will be shooting is a live action version of Moana.
But what about Zendaya?
Where's Zendaya? Speculation. You speculated? What? You saw like 1%. Oh, perfect role for Moana would be. And is that what it was?
It says here Zendaya joins Dwayne Johnson in live action Moana remake.
Okay. What's the source?
Wait, that's a fan trailer.
Oh.
God, fake news.
Okay, so the Moana thing with The Rock is right, but the Zendaya casting is wrong. It's a fan casting.
It's a possibility.
Okay. Jeez, there you go. Coach Alex.
Oh, I expected good job. Oh, no.
This boomer got the Facebook memes.
and we might as well say right now, like, oh, the Moana character is to be played by Honey.
No, it says right here. Zendaya roped in to play Moana in the live action adaptation.
I think if it was 100%, it'd be a lot easier to find.
It's on IMDb.
Oh, it's on IMDb. That's reputable. Yeah.
Zendaya joins Dwayne Johnson in live action Moana remake. Wait, that's a
fan trailer.
Jesus, you keep on going back to this fan trailer. Go check out. Jesus. Okay, so yeah, so Moana from our point is gonna be played by Hani from New Jeans.
Sure.
Okay, might as well. And to spread that rumor, okay. Jesus. Okay, well, you know, speaking of new things, the gang, we've all tried out this productivity drink called Magic Mind. Maybe some of y'all have heard it. It's supposed to help you be more productive, help you focus, and give you like a little nice boost, you know, without that midday crash. You know, what do you guys think about it so far? You guys had it more than I have. I just got mine, so.
Yeah, I'm on my 7th day right now of it. And the first thing that I actually noticed was the taste of it. And I actually like it. It's very matcha-y, but also has like a hint of citrus. And so it's kind of sweet, but also tart. And I have it usually after my first cup of coffee in the morning. But recently what I've been doing is mixing it in with a cup of oat milk, since we are like an oat milk household here.
Yeah, I am very lactose intolerant.
Yeah, so we had that on hand. And that's actually a really refreshing drink. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Actually, I was kind of off put by the green color of it because I don't really like green juice. Mm-hmm. But surprisingly, it was tasty. Like, it was like refreshing. I was kind of surprised by it. There are some like hints of, like what you, Alex, mentioned, matcha. I think I tasted a little bit of ginger-ish, but I think that's turmeric that mm-hmm. I was tasting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and overall, it was just like a pretty refreshing drink.
Yeah. And you guys don't really drink like energy drinks, right? So this is kind of like a alternative to it. Do you guys feel like a difference? Like, how does it feel?
Yeah, so actually, I've usually only drink 2 cups of coffee a day. But now that I've been starting drinking Magic Mind, I've only stuck to the 1 cup in the morning alongside the Magic Mind. I've still been pretty active throughout the day. I noticed that even with my work, I've been able to finish more tasks every day before like the 5 p.m. log off time. And so I think that's been great. And because I've been drinking less coffee, it's been better for my sleep as well. And I've noticed that it's been easier to get up in the morning, and probably because of Magic Mind.
Okay, all right. So, like, how many days has it been so far, Gochaz, where you started drinking Magic Mind?
Yeah, so it's been a whole week now.
Something that I did notice is, so whenever I come home, like, in the late afternoon, usually, like, 4:30 or 5, mm-hmm. Gochu Alex is usually really tired, uh-huh. and he'll just, like, open the door and just kind of, like, walk away from me. but I feel like recently though, like, he's actually been greeting me, so I feel like he actually does have more energy.
Yeah, no, I do.
That's so messed up.
That's how you judge my energy level.
It's a long work day, you know.
Yeah,
but it's nice to be greeted when I come home.
I mean, that's a pretty good metric.
Yeah. Okay, all right. And so you don't really take naps that much anymore?
No, I haven't taken any naps, actually, since I've started.
Oh, okay. That's good. Because I know you used to take a lot of naps.
Yeah. Like, no, when I lived with you, we'd both take naps together.
Oh, you guys both take a lot of naps. You guys are naps. Yeah. Guys naps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, Spicy Gang, if you want to save some money, go ahead and go to magicmind.com/gochujang20, that's 20, and with our code, you can get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. So our code is gochujang20 for 56% off. And, you know, it also works if you already are a subscriber, and so you'll be able to save on your next subscription. So you heard Gochu Amanda, she said that Gochu Alex, you know, greets her when she gets home. And so, you know, I just got mine. I'm looking forward to trying it out. Unfortunately, there's no one really to greet on my end. And, you know, Mita already kind of hypes me up when I get home. So, but, you know, there's other things. I want to have like a more of a productive morning too, and without the crash. So I'm looking forward to it. So go ahead.
Maybe you'll have more energy to play with Mita.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, Mita does like to play a lot.
Mm-hmm. And to take her on walks and to run
maybe
into,
go to dog parks. Yeah.
Jeez, you know, that's an
orc, older gentleman who will say, oh, look at that little dog.
And say, oh, I have, a granddaughter. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead. Go to magicmind.com/gochujang20. And our code is gochujang20. And you can get 56% off your first subscription. All right, so try it out if you want to have a nice little boost to your day. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to our topic, which is... I have it down as old K-pop, the evolution of K-pop. But Gochu Alex, you said something else earlier today. The transition of K-pop.
Evolution sounds good, too.
I think evolution is sexier, so we'll go with evolution. The evolution of K-pop. Okay, so Gochu Amanda, you provided us with some videos and groups to look into to mm-hmm. prep for this. So how do you want to do this? You just want to go like group by group and just like talk briefly about this, and maybe you will have some more insight to provide as we go along.
Yeah, sure. I was actually surprised when I was like looking into like these videos and the groups and stuff, because I'm pretty familiar with all of them, but. There are like, well, the very first group that I sent you guys is like 서태지와 아이들.
Yeah. So Sotaechi and the boys.
Yeah. And I think their group like performed in the 90s.
1992.
Mm. Yeah, so I don't even know how I know them, but I think their songs were just like popular enough that like they still make references to them.
Yeah, yeah, I have the same note down here. Like, I don't know how I know them either, but I know the song even though I never seen them perform it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It's kind of crazy how long they've like, yeah, their fame has lasted.
Didn't YG come from that group too?
Yeah, did you not see him?
I know, it's so weird because he came from a group that's called like Sotaechi and the Boys. Oh, so he's just the boys.
He's just one of the boys.
He's one of the boys. The boy. Yet he was the one who founded like one of the biggest companies later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also because he's in there, you can tell that the standards of looks, it's but also
that's messed up.
I want to say like talent have really gone up since then. Did you see his dance break?
Actually, that's something I noticed when I was watching his videos, is that back in the day, K-pop for like Generation 1 and before is like, they're just people. They're not idols. But like nowadays it's like different. They're like idols, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think like, Sotaechi and the boys, I think they were sensational at the time because there weren't any groups like them before.
Mm.
Like their outfits and everything was just like untraditional.
But why Sotaechi? Why is he the main dude? What's so special about this guy?
I don't know. Is he the main vocal, maybe? Main vocalist?
He is the main vocal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. He's not even like he's not even like super good looking though.
I mean, he's got to be good enough where, like, the other two are like, okay, I'm fine with being one of the boys.
Being one of the boys and there's only three of them? Come on.
Like, that is weird.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be so weird to have a group like that called, like, today, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, he was ridiculous, or, like, very popular at the time. And, like, even after, I think. Well, actually, this was confirmed, but he like marry this really young girl. They moved to the US. They lived together for a long for a little bit, but then like Sotaechi was like, you know, like, and he's popular, he's out doing his stuff, so they only really like lived together for like a year or something, but on document they were married for like over like 10 years or whatever. But this all came out because the girl, she's now an actress.
Oh, yeah. I have some information on that, too. Yeah.
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 So that was pretty crazy when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
She was also, at the time, I think she was dating Jung Woo-sung.
Oh, big guy.
When it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like almost like maybe like right after they publicly acknowledged that they're dating. And then the whole news came out. And then she was getting a lot of like backlash for whatever reasons, and so like their relationship didn't work out.
But then he also got remarried to another actress. And then this second actress, second person he got married to was 10 years younger than his first wife. So he is,
how old is his first wife?
Well, how old was his first wife?
Is she in her 50s now?
I think she was like 45. No. 45?
Okay, in her 40s.
Yeah.
Like, I think he and the rest of the boys are in their 50s, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's in his
50s. I bet most of their fans, too, are like in their 50s.
He's 51, I think. But then his second wife is 35 right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he's 15, 16 years older than his second wife.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. The second wife is 16 years younger.
Like Hollywood standards, that's nothing.
Yeah. But
doesn't
still.
Like Brad Pitt have like a really young girlfriend right now?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, Leo's the infamous one.
And like George Clooney is married to a lawyer who's 17 years younger than him. It's all.
Brad Pitt, he's in his first long-time relationship since his divorce. And it's with a woman who is 33. And Brad Pitt is almost 60.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is almost 60?
He's 59.
Oh my goodness.
33? Yeah. I'm thinking girls who are 33.
You're competing with Brad Pitt.
The fudge? It's disgusting.
That's why Gochujang has been unlucky. Mm. He's competing with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yes, my main competitor is Brad Pitt, Hollywood star. Okay, sure. Okay, so anyways. Jesus. Oh my god. Okay, that was just the first group. So Tetsu and the boys. So yeah, what do you all think about their group, their music? I think it's okay. I mean, I heard of them all. It's just that
it's all right.
Yeah, also, they're kind of catchy, you know.
Yeah.
Or I mean, like I don't know. Maybe it's just because like I've heard it so many times.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's like
Nan Arayo.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the song I heard a lot of times too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for the time it's probably pretty hip, and it's, you know, it still kind of is. I like their sound more than some of the other groups we'll be talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and move on then. What's the next group we got? Was it G.O.D.?
H.O.T.
It's
H.O.T. H.O.T. Okay.
Yeah.
G.O.D. is 1.5.
Okay.
Are you looking at the notes?
All right.
H.O.T. is the first gen.
Yeah, right. H.O.T. is the first gen. And they're actually first K-pop idol group from the SM Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
So SM has been around for a long, long time.
Nice.
Yeah, and there were also like very popular. I don't know. I don't. Gochujang, did you watch like the Eungdaphara series, like Reply?
Oh yeah, I watched those. Yeah.
Oh okay. Replies, because like they the drama also like refers back to like those groups.
Yeah.
And so like. They had a lot of fangirls.
Mm. Oh, I mean, Coach Amanda, I don't know if you know, but Coach Alex and I went to Korean school for fourth grade 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in the classrooms, like the kids would, they had long hair with the highlights, you know, going on. That was the big thing. I remember it was a violin teacher or something bought us like a HOT pillow. I don't know if Coach Alex remembers that. And it had like one of their faces with their long highlight hair on it. Like cartoony version.
A little strange.
And also like the girls.
Interesting that they got it for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then maybe they were fans.
Yeah, I think they were fans. They're just getting stuff, you know. And then the girls in our class would like dance to like Finkel and SES music, and they'll like do the choreography. I remember that.
Yeah. HOT, I mean, looking at the videos again, it reminds me a bit of J-pop.
Yeah, it does.
And you mentioned like the hair, and I think it's because of the hair.
The hair does very long
and highlighted.
Yep, and then like that one dude has like a lot of makeup on too.
Yeah. And then oh man, one thing I don't like about the group is all the screaming that they do.
Oh, I think that was like a trend.
Yeah. This is either like screaming or like very like cutesy, gentle voice.
I think it's like the SM style because Dongbang Shingi, which is like later, like second generation, they also have a lot of screaming.
Mm.
I actually didn't like HOT them. Well, I'm not too familiar with them. I guess they're not like my generation yet, but their songs are still very popular. They're like the Tae Sonbae and the amongst the idols. Yeah, and so like I think like 17 recently like remastered one of their songs and put it into their album and stuff like that. So they're like the ancestors.
Okay.
At the K-pop, yeah.
All right, and go to Mike. What do you think?
Damn.
Quickly,
calling them ancestors of K-pop.
No, that's good. Yeah, back in the day, they should stay there. Oh my god, Candy. Oh my god, that was so bad.
Yeah, Candy.
Yeah,
right.
Like I don't know, like because like I saw the first. I didn't like watch the videos posted in order.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first one was like not my style either, but it was like okay, you know. And then this one came up. And I was like, for about the first minute, I was wondering if it was like satire.
Mm. That's funny.
And then like it dawned on me, it's like, no, it's not. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really cringe, but people really love that song.
Yeah. I feel like H.O.T. is like, you either love it or you don't like it. There's no in between.
Yeah, so I was kind of like somewhat familiar with their songs, but I never really watched their music videos until now. Something that I noticed was they really like filming the music videos in America.
Mm. Oh, that's like, old-fashioned.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, SM tried to go global from the 90s.
That's old-fashioned thinking, like, oh, America is going to make it hipper and cooler, more legit. But then at the same time, though, New Jeans did that too, so you can't really...
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of like cringe seeing, you know, like the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Okay, let's move on. We got a lot of groups to go through.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, please.
Let's do a speed run.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Jex Kiss? Talk
too much about H.O.T.
Okay. Jex Kiss? Are you guys familiar with Jex Kiss?
You mean Sex Kiss?
See, I don't know where their name came from, and I don't know where the spelling came from. But in Korea, we call them Jex Kiss.
That's not how you pronounce it in English, which is written in.
Well, maybe it's not English. Maybe it's like...
Okay, well, even in German, this is sex.
Maybe it's not German.
Okay.
Anyways, so they have a weird name.
But they were also very popular at the time. They were, like, known to be, like, the rival of H.O.T.
Yeah, I didn't see much difference.
Jesus.
What? It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. So they also kind of have that style of, like...
Yeah, similar.
Yeah. Okay.
Costumes, and then they have like either end of the spectrum where they're either very cute or very like badass wannabes.
One of the members of Jex Kiss was the MC at Divorce Singles.
Oh yeah. I recognize that one, which is weird because he's so much cooler now. I know.
And then there's like the first generation girl groups. SES and Finkel.
Yeah. Okay.
Calm down.
There we go. Let's move on to the girls.
Jesus. And you're going to say something about, like, oh, they're old now, though.
Old, in their 40s. But hot. Okay.
Jesus.
EOD came from Finkel.
Yeah. So this is something that I learned recently, but EOD apparently, like, she was casted just like off the street, and this person was like, oh, hey, you want to be a singer? And she was like, yeah. And she debuted without any preparation. Like, she debuted within like a month or two.
Oh.
And she said that she actually didn't get like trained for like singing or anything like that. And so she said that she actually recently started taking vocal lessons because she actually wanted to get better.
I mean, she didn't need any of it. She slayed to start.
Jesus Christ.
Are you familiar with EOD?
Yeah, I mean, she has singles that later on. I think she's like the only one who had like a successful solo career.
Yeah, she's huge. Like
10 Minutes, like, the big one.
Yeah, like Beyonce, you know?
Oh. Yeah,
from
sure.
Destiny's Child, like, she's the only one that's like really popular.
Yeah.
Damn, look at this guy pulling references.
That's like basic stuff, Coach Chad.
Okay. Sure.
I feel like that the generations makes a lot of sense, though. Because it feels very generational. Like, nowadays, like, looking back at, like, you know, how our grandparents had, like, get a house with one income to support a family of six or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, the here's like, oh, yeah, they just, like, pulled me off the street and, yeah, just kind of went with it. It's like, what? You did? But what about the tryouts and the practicing for like 10 years and stuff.
Yeah, that's the competitive. About? Yeah. But also, Yodi's like super pretty too.
Yeah. But actually, there was a lot of like controversy with Yodi when she like first debuted. Because, I mean, like, they're all very young. But Yodi, like, is kind of like free spirited. I think you can say that about her now too. But that's why, like, people like her. But at the time, because it was, like, more conservative, people didn't really like that as much. So, like, they still show, like, clips of, like, this. But there was time when Finkel had to give, like, an interview for, like, a music show or something like that. And they were in their, like room in the backstage. And you can see all the members of Finkel are seated and giving the interview, and Ihori's sleeping in the back. Oh. And so, like, people are like, oh, like, why is she so rude and stuff like that. And like she actually later came on to a different show and actually like told people that she was drunk.
Oh.
And she was really hungover, and that's why she couldn't give the interview.
Wow.
So that was like the image that she had. But yeah, she's still like very popular.
Okay, well, I mean, it's not Ihori and the girls, right?
It's not.
Yeah, but we seem to make it seem like it is.
No, but this is the one group where it could be, and I'd be scared.
Jesus Christ. Finkel has, how many other members, Gochimanda?
Three more members.
Yeah, three members. They're all good singers. Good. I mean, I can see why.
Woo-ji-hyun is like a musical star.
Yeah.
She's really big in musicals. And then Song Yuri, she does acting now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Yujin does.
Yujin. I think she was on a variety show recently, but like one of those like back in the day comeback.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yujin is cool. I like her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I just remember she was my brother's favorite.
Oh.
A little less cool now.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Aaron.
Oh, he listens to our podcast? Hey. Hey, brother.
Yeah, and SES, I really don't know much about them. I also just know one person from SES.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Pada.
Pada? Oh, only one who didn't get married.
That's what we all know.
Yeah.
Eugene is, I think Eugene is like the prettiest.
Oh, Eugene? Yeah. She does more acting now.
Yeah. Eugene is cool.
Yeah.
Jesus, Gojas keeps on saying that.
Don't say it. Is that your brother's bias? A little less cool.
Is it really?
I'm kidding. No,
okay.
That
was good.
He was very interested in SES.
Okay. I like it. I like SES.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, their songs are kind of cute. I like their song.
Yeah. Very cutesy.
I like Dreams Come True.
Yeah. Oh, Dreams Come True is good.
Dreams Come True.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
I feel like they do really good like storytelling in the music video, but then like it's nowadays it's like much better executed.
Yeah.
Similar story.
Yeah. Trying to do that, but then just the resources and like, you know, the times kind of held them back a bit.
Yeah. I feel like with the older music videos, there's like an actual like story line.
Are we jumping over to the two that you shared? Kim Bum-soo's
No.
Yeah, might as well. This is kind of links. Sure. Okay. Okay. We can go back. Yeah.
I don't know. Did you all watch it? It's kind of long.
They're not that long.
Yeah, so most of it, I think.
Yeah.
Like five to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
They're all right. I didn't really get them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's okay. You don't need to explain it.
What did other people think of it?
The one with the war, it kind of reminded me of like the movie, the war, Korean War movie, the famous Korean War movie with the two brothers.
Taegukki.
Yeah. It had that Taegukki vibes.
I think it was referring to like the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah. I saw that for sure.
Yeah,
it was okay. And then like it ends with the woman crying because the guy was like, was she there when he got shot?
No.
Okay, all right, never mind.
But I mean, like, she probably knew that something had happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
there was a war one.
What the heck are you watching?
That was one where like the girl gets like sick.
Huh?
Yeah, the girl gets sick. Like it's always like snowing, and he likes to throw away umbrellas. Did I watch the wrong one?
That's a different one. That's a different one.
Yeah.
Tom Saramegeden. Oh shit! I watched the wrong one.
You watched the wrong one. I don't know which one that is. Yeah.
Okay. Whoops.
No, but like at the time when it first came out, well, I don't know. I personally really liked that music video. But when it first came out, it was pretty. Because like the scale was big.
Yeah. The production is unnecessary.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to defend the production because some of those other music videos from those other earlier groups were not very good. I'm sorry. I'll just say production wise.
I think this is like in the early 2000s now.
Okay. So like the turn of the.
Yeah, yeah. So I think this is like when they started to like actually put more money into it. Yeah. And we're producing like better quality videos and stuff. But Coach Chad, did you not recognize the girl, the main girl in that music video?
I think I kind of glanced over that one.
Shinmina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think she was really young back then.
Okay, but... I'll rewatch that one then. Yeah, I like Shinmina.
Mm, yeah. And then the other one that Gochu, Alex actually sang in the intro, 보고 싶다.
Yeah.
I really like that music video too.
Is that the one where the husband was abusing the wife and then there's like a random guy?
Yeah, she had like two boyfriends.
Yeah, what was going on there?
No, she was married to somebody.
Yeah.
But that was like for, what is it? It's like a fake marriage.
Okay.
So that she could stay in Korea. Oh, but then she was kind of like basically bound to him, right? Because she was married.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other, she was getting abused and like the other guy, like they weren't like dating really.
Yeah.
But like he liked her and he was trying to help her out.
Okay. That's questionable. Yeah. I don't know.
Why did they all get arrested at the end?
Ooh, it's been so long since I watched it.
Jesus.
Well, don't watch it now.
Yeah, we'll wait for the next 8 minutes. You can watch it.
No.
I recognize this song. Was it used in something or?
Oh, maybe. I mean, it's a popular song.
Yeah, it's a very popular one.
Coach Alex sang in the very intro.
No. I'm not the attack titan Aaron Yeager. I didn't recognize the song from Coach Alex singing it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
No, but like, these are all, like, the people performing in the music videos are all like well-known actors and actresses.
Oh yeah, I recognized.
So I think that's like why it was also like pretty big at the time.
Okay. All right. What are the groups we got here? Was it like Shinhwa?
Yeah,
the next generation. Is it 1.5?
Shinhwa and G.O.D. I'm more familiar with them.
Okay.
Recognize most of their songs, actually.
That's more like your age, I guess. Because I remember also our sister was into Shinhwa when it came out. When they came out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They had like, wait, is one of the guys named Alex? Or Eric? Eric. Yeah.
I think that's when like K-pop groups try to be a little more sexy. Mm. Or maybe they at least try to experiment with it.
Mm-hmm. It's sex.
Jesus.
Sex
Christ.
Kiss. Yeah, sex kiss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so Shinhwa, I think, is like another SM group.
Yeah.
G.O.D. is the first JYP.
Oh, okay.
Idol group.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's really funny. They kind of like talk about how like they first started, like when they were first starting to like be a group with JYP, and you know there's like a Korean American guy in that group, Jun. Apparently he's older than JYP.
Okay.
Ooh. And so like during like productions and stuff, whenever like JYP would give like feedback and stuff like that, it was always kind of like awkward. but yeah, they kind of like joke about that nowadays.
Oh, he's the BAM guy.
Yeah, the BAM dude.
Yeah,
he always wears sunglasses.
He always goes to LA. He's like BAM.
Yeah,
and he's also married to a really young person too.
Yeah, he's in his 50s now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like I think like the two groups have like very different vibes. Like they were the rivals at the time, but I think like G.O.D. was more.
I think it was like what you're gonna say that G.O.D. is more like hip hop, and Shinhwa is more like
Shinhwa is more
like idol
based. I would say like they did more like dance moves performances,
mm-hmm.
whereas G.O.D. actually, well, I wouldn't say actually sang, but they had more like
they didn't actually sing anything.
They had more ballads.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was the vibe I got for sure.
Yeah.
But
For some reason, I feel like G.O.D. is more like kind of old, washed up, and then Shinhwa is more like the new young group in comparison to the, if I compare the two. I don't know. I get like a sexier vibe from Shinhwa.
They're both old. Both old groups.
Okay. But I think, I don't know. This is just like pure speculation because I have no idea. But maybe it's because they were kind of just like fishing out what the next generation was going to be. And they just kind of went different directions.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. It's they're just, yeah, because you said this is like 1.5. So, and then after that, is this the last of 1.5? And then it goes to 2? Generation 2? Yeah. And then Generation 2 was the group that, like, what Gojo Mike listens to?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Ghost Generation. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and, close the John Dog, and then we'll go to the Golden Gochu quiz. So, Golden Gochu quiz this time is going to be Gochus and debate.
I'm
just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's buzzer quiz.
Yay!
So, go to buzzin.live, and let me create a room. Okay, creating game. So the game code is 832739. Okay, we got everyone here. Okay, I'm gonna clear the buzzers. Okay, so like the theme of this quiz is like buzzer quiz / numbers game, just to give you an idea. All right,
so first, I like numbers game.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right,
yeah.
Well, here we go then. All right, so buzz in. Right when you buzz in, I'm going to stop talking, right? And you just think,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, of so course. First question. Seo-tae-ji married actress Lee Ji-ya, so like Gocho Man mentioned this, so she was an actress later, in 1997. They got divorced in 2006, and there's a lot of lawsuits that followed. He then got remarried to actress Lee Eun-sung in 2013 after meeting her during filming for one of his music videos, and she is 10 years younger than his previous wife, which I mentioned before. So that's like a 16-year difference between him and his current wife. How many kids does Seo-tae-ji have? Coach Amanda.
None.
No. Coach Mike.
Ooh. One.
Coach Mike is right. He has one kid.
Okay. Wow, with who?
With his current wife. Yeah. They have a little girl.
Oh,
nice.
I'm very lucky. I was going to get 0, too.
Oh, yeah. It was good, though. I mean, you know, you can go to my got to go guess. Okay, there. All right, so second question. In a recent interview with Tak Jae-hoon, it's like a famous Korean celebrity now, Lee Hyori, which you mentioned from Finkel, Lee Hyori admitted to not having kissed her husband in over a year.
Wait. Coach Alex buzzed in.
By accident.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Wow, you got to tell me?
Coach Alex.
Three.
No. Okay, so, in over a year, Coach Alex, you can't answer unless they get it wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Yet, she states that they still have a happy marriage. When and by which group of people was kissing first recorded by? And if you get one of them right, I'll give it, you know, I'll be loose on this one.
Wait, what?
So, when was kissing first recorded? In the world, when, and then also by which group of people?
Your questions are like so long-winded.
Yeah, well, it's fun.
It's like God. The historical. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Okay.
Just take a guess. Come on.
First recorded by
Coach Amanda.
Well, so, I mean, there is that famous photo.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you referring to that one?
So, like, when, how long ago, and also by which group of people?
Is it Americans?
How long ago?
After World War.
No.
Oh man.
I got you. I guess. Might as well guess. Yeah, that's pretty recent.
Well, yeah, recorded. I don't know.
Much earlier than that. Let's see. I'm trying to think which. I'll say the Greeks.
Okay. How long ago?
Let's go 700 years?
No, okay, so correct answer is, there's two answers. It's 1500 BC, India, or 2500 BC, Mesopotamia, or Egypt. I would have taken any of those.
Oh, I would have done Mesopotamia. Think,
if you just said India, Mesopotamia, Egypt, or like 1500, like around there, I would have gave it to you. All right.
Yeah, 1500, 1600, not 1400.
Shut up. All right. If you said the group of people, really. I would give it to you.
So is there like an actual like record?
Yeah. Actual record of kissing.
That's when it first.
Yeah, that's when kissing was first recorded. Mm. Yeah, by people. Okay, question number 3. GOD is an acronym for groove overdose. What is the acronym for overdose? Coach Mike.
OD?
Yes, Coach Mike, you got it right.
I'm doing it.
What happened? Oh, man. Where did I go?
I thought it was a trick question.
I know, right?
Oh, fuck, yeah. Damn, I just got it. Okay.
Question number 4. The group SES consisted of Pada, Eugene, and Shu. So like SES is, Pada is C in English, so it's like, that's why it's SES. How many letter O's does the word Shuin have? Go to Amanda.
Word Shu?
The word Shuin. Like you're a Shuin. Shuin. Yeah.
Oh, Shuin. I don't know. O? One?
No. Go to Alex.
Two.
Yes, go to Alex. You got it right. There's two O's in the word Shuin.
What's that word?
It's like, you know, oh, you could be a shoo-in for that. You know, they're going to, of course, they're going to take you. Like, you could be accepted. No, you're, like that kind of meaning. Okay. All right. Question number 5. Shinhwa had 6 members. How many members are in BTS and what are their names? Coach Alex. All right, Coach Alex. How many members and what are their names?
Okay. All right, there are 7 members. Okay. There's D. Mm-hmm. Jungkook. Mm-hmm. Suga, mm-hmm. RM, mm-hmm. Jin,
mm-hmm. 2 more.
Beginning to believe.
I don't know if I can get them.
Okay, next. Coach Amanda.
RM, Suga, B, Jungkook, Jin.
Is that what I said?
J Hope.
Okay.
One more. Go to Mike, you want to take a guess?
No.
Okay, I'm going to just give that to Go to Amanda then. She was the closest. Okay, so there's...
Wait, who's the last person?
Jungkook, V, Suga, RM, J-Hope, Jin, Jimin.
Jimin.
Okay. All right, so question number 6. H.O.T. is considered first generation K-pop. ITZY is considered fourth generation K-pop. What generation is Blackpink? Go to Alex.
Third generation.
That is correct. All right. Okay, so Go to Alex has 2 points. Go to Mike has 2 points. Go to Amanda has 1 point. This is the last question, so we'll see what happens here. All right. Okay, so when did fifth generation K-pop start? Go to Alex.
2022.
No. Go to Amanda. I want month and year.
Dude, then let me guess the month. Is the year wrong?
Okay, guess the month. Go ahead.
All right. July.
Okay, go to Amanda.
2021 November.
I got you, Mike.
June 2021.
Ah. All right, go to Alex. You get it. You're the closest. It's March 2023.
Ooh. Damn.
Okay. All right. So
is that with NewJeans?
NewJeans is considered like fourth, fifth generation. It's like people argue between. But wow, I think it's fourth. Fifth is like completely new groups. Like they just came out this year.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Yeah, they're all these young groups. If you look it up, they look super young. This is so completely new. It's crazy that NewJeans is not even fifth generation anymore. It's like fourth. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Congratulations, Coach Alex. You have won the buzzer quiz numbers game edition. Coach Mike, you're second. And Coach Amanda. Coach Amanda's doing opening, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Coach Amanda, you're doing opening. Coach Mike's doing quiz next time. Okay. Thank you all for participating in that quiz. Let's go ahead and open the jump dossier we've got for the evolution of K-pop nowadays. So let's go ahead and just take, you know, open discussion of K-pop now in comparison to back in the day. Just like general thoughts.
you know, what do you got? What do you got?
I mean, there, I think there's been a big transformation.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, dude. Like Coach Alex is mentioning, like screaming and stuff.
Yeah,
you're never gonna see someone scream, right?
Yeah,
that's trying too hard. They're trying hard.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a good way of viewing it. Like back in the day, Gen 1, they're trying hard, right? And then like these days, like Coach Alex said last episode, what was the word again, Coach Alex?
Frivolous.
Yeah, frivolous. They're frivolous now, carefree.
Were they trying too hard?
I think,
or not trying hard enough?
I think first generation, they were definitely experimenting with a lot of different styles of music and outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the outfits are eyesore. I mean, they're all matching,
mm-hmm.
all the same color, but they're all baggy, like jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're like sweating in them.
Yeah,
they probably are.
Their styles, they're the worst.
Yeah,
very cringe to look back.
I still can't believe that candy wasn't satire.
Jesus, I mean, they could make a satire version now of it, but then, no, they can't do that. They'll be insulting their ancestors, right? They can't do that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah,
they're calling them ancestors.
You, Coach Amanda, they call them ancestors, right?
Is that the right word, ancestors?
Predecessors.
Use it.
Well, the big brothers.
Well, I think I said ancestors because in Korea, like if like someone's like very very senior, you would say 조상님, which translates to ancestors.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
A little different.
A little different meaning, but sure.
Yeah.
Well, now the Spicy King knows what we mean by ancestors.
Okay.
Okay, so Gen 1 was the groups that we were talking about. Gen 2 is the groups that, you know, Gochu Mike listens to, like Girls' Generation, like Wonder Girls, Super Junior, that group. Gen 3 is Blackpink. What else?
Twice.
Yeah, that's a good one, Twice.
BTS.
BTS is also Gen 3, yes. And then Gen 4 is ITZY, NewJeans. Is Espa?
Ive
definitely is Gen 4. Le Sserafim, and I mean, we didn't really look at the Gen 5, but
no, I don't even know.
They're just born Gen 5, right?
just born.
Being born.
Oh, baby monster.
Yeah, right? Baby. That's exactly. That's one. That's grown group. And is that the girl group, Coach Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think I read about it and how the brother in Akmu was one of the judges for that group.
Whoa.
Like he chose them. Yeah.
I also read that one member dropped out right before they debuted.
Mm-hmm.
From Monster. What is it called?
I said that.
From Baby Babies.
From Baby Monster?
Baby Babies.
What's Baby Babies?
It's me. Yeah, Baby Monsters.
Is it called Baby Monsters?
I like the group name Baby Babies.
That's sixth generation.
Yeah, why didn't
you? It's going to be Gochu Mike's idol group.
Oh, I was spoilers. Spoilers. I was going to pick a new one for the next episode. But...
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that'd be interesting. One of us pick a Gen 5 group that we never heard of, and we actually force ourselves to watch their videos and feel like, ugh. What is this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, why did they drop out?
Why did they drop out?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Pressure, would be my guess. Right?
Is it bullying? Are there bullying accusations? Because I know a lot of people drop off because of that.
I don't think so.
In the Sserafim, there's one member who was forced to drop out because she was accused of being a bully. And
no, I think she was a very bad bully.
Yeah. But it's also, and so they forced her out pretty much. She had to leave.
Yeah.
And so that's like, it's like going back to our whole, like, was it Korean drama episode when we talk about, you know, Gochu Mada's boy. What was his name again? Your favorite actor? No. From 2521.
Oh, Namjihyuk?
Namjihyuk. Yeah. Like, you gotta, just because you're good looking doesn't give you an excuse to bully people. Right? All these good-looking people are bullying people in middle school, high school.
God, but going back to Baby Monster.
Yeah.
Their age range is crazy.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Wow. There are seven of them. The oldest one is 21, which is all right.
Yeah. 21? But
then next one is 18. And then it goes down to 14.
14? Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I thought New Jeans was also 14.
No, she's like, isn't she 16 now?
She's 15.
One? Oh, the youngest 15. Okay. Yeah, but then the age gap 14. Is not that big, right? No one's 21 in New Jeans yet, right?
No, yeah.
It's
19. Yeah. Okay, 15 to 19. That's not bad. 4 years?
This one's 21 to 14. Like,
that's a whole nother generation.
Yeah, yeah, right? 7 years difference?
That's a long time.
They could be like teaching.
Yeah.
In like her class.
Mm.
That's true. That's weird. Oh, the oldest one must feel a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. How can this person who's 14 debut and be 7 years younger than the oldest and still be able to keep up?
I know. And like, what do they talk about like one-on-one? That seems so awkward. I mean, they're going through the same stuff, I guess. But like, just maturity-wise, it's just like so weird.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds hard.
The scary thing is I'm looking at pictures and I can't tell which one's 14-year-old.
I was just about to ask that. And I knew you were...
which one of these is the 14 and which one's the 21? Like, I don't know.
Jesus Christ. You say that now, but then like, give it a few months, you'll be like, oh, this girl's my favorite. It's just like, hey, he did with the...
But not the 14-year-old. Okay.
Okay, so 5 days ago, there are news articles stating that one is leaving the group.
Yeah.
One is leaving
the group. Oh, leaving. Okay.
Because of health issues.
Okay.
3 and 4 days ago, there are articles stating that she's not leaving the group.
Okay.
Okay.
But YG Entertainment didn't make any like statement as to why that has changed. Hmm. Yeah.
So she says going to leave for health issues, and then now she's staying because if she leaves, then she's gonna regret it.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess she just feels much better.
Now. That was why he's telling this girl, poor girl.
You're under contract. Oh man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're not that man. No, who are there?
Dude, first of all, most of our listeners do not anything. Most of our listeners do not understand Korean. Second of all, your Korean is terrible.
Yeah, I was exaggerating.
I know you're trying to impersonate him, but Jesus.
Come they on. Have a mix of nationalities. 3 Korean girls, 2 Japanese girls, and 2 Thai girls.
That is a mix.
That is a mix.
Yeah.
Well, why'd they choose that mix?
Yeah, and the oldest one is Japanese, the youngest one is Thai.
Huh.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell, like, looking at the photos.
Oh, yeah? They all look Korean-ish?
Yeah, I guess.
Who's the leader? Do they have leaders now, still?
Dude, if the 21-year-old is not the leader, I don't know.
Listening to the 14-year-old.
But then she's Japanese, too. She's so not like
the 14-year-old, but yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, Ruka? Yeah. Ruka has to be the leader. 21. I mean, even the next...
Can you do like a quick search? See who the leader is?
I know, yeah. Just like imagine if it was like by leader, like the leader ordering the 21-year-old. Like, I'm thirsty. Give me a milk or something.
I sure do. Don't do that, right?
There's no leaders. Is it like a popular thing now where
maybe
groups don't have leaders?
Mm-mm. No, right here it says Ayeon is the leader.
She's the girl that is leaving or not leaving.
Oh, really?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, great leadership, man.
Ayeon. Yeah.
Dude, she's 16. How is she the leader?
It says YG chose her as a leader.
Oh, but I mean, like, it was very like. This was such a big news because apparently, like, she's very talented.
Oh,
so yeah. She was, like, one of the main members or, like, for the group.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So they built the group around this girl.
Maybe. I don't
know. Makes sense. She can't leave then. Okay. I mean, we're spending a lot of time on Baby Monster.
Our next episode.
Yeah, save it for next week.
So like when New Jeans starts to fall on the ranking of most influential for brands, and then Baby Monster members are rising, then that's how we're gonna.
Yep. The cycle. I mean, it always repeats itself.
It could be sooner than we think, too.
That's true. I feel like trends move fast now. I know.
Yeah, since they came out, they debuted it, and now they're already in the top. And then,
yeah,
and who knows, in a year, they could be not as popular.
You tie it all together, like when you talk about Disney, and they're moving fast with these live-action things, faster than they did before. And so it's the same thing with the K-pop groups. I feel like they're rising and falling a lot faster now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next year, New Jeans might just be like,
old jeans.
Jesus.
How interesting. The oldest member of Baby Monster. Sorry, I keep going back.
We're gonna have a Baby Monster episode.
Because she debuted in Japan first as like a J-pop singer. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Spicy King, next episode, we're going to choose our own groups and then talk about it. So, y'all, let's make sure we don't choose Baby Monster, okay? No one choose Baby Monster. So we can have its own episode later on. Does that sound good?
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the spice test for the evolution of K-pop. And, you know, just rate it on what do you think is, if the evolution of K-pop is spicy in terms of, like, it evolved well. It's going well. It's going in the right direction. What do y'all think?
If we're doing it's going in the right direction, then I would have to give it a 4 out of 4.
Wow,
dude, Gochi man, I think that's 4 out of 4. That's 3 in a row. The past two episodes,
maybe,
you did 4 out of 4.
Maybe I'm just feeling very generous lately.
Gochi man loves K-pop because you gave Akmu 4 out of 4. Right?
I do like Akmu a lot.
Yeah, and then you gave New Jeans 4 out of 4. So is that 3 in a row, Coach Alex? I think so, right? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that is 3 in a row.
3 in a row. Wow.
Well, I mean, I don't think they can get worse than they did in the 90s. Well, I mean, I think it's like, it's the trend, right? People evolve. People like different things. Now K-pop just really molded into everything that people like nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if K-pop ever de-evolves, I don't think they're going to go back to how they were back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
If they get worse, they'll get worse in a different way.
Yeah. If they get, it's not like fashion, where like fashion sort of cycles through, and like things that are out of fashion become fashion again. It's not like that. Gochujang, you're right. It's more like they'll de-evolve in a way where it becomes like too fake or like too fast to like really pay attention to.
Or too young,
yeah.
Baby babies.
Yeah, baby babies.
Yeah, they'll have like 10-year-olds, like K-pop group or something. It's like,
oh, I mean, we should have like the same reaction to these 13, 14-year-olds.
We should. Right.
What's the difference between the 13, 14-year-old with like 10-year-old, 9-year-old?
Not that much of a difference, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in. I'll give a 3.5 for the direction of K-pop. I can't give it a perfect because I'm not sure exactly where New Jeans is going to land. Let's say like in a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how well they do, I feel like the score could go up or down.
Okay, I'll go real quick.
I'll give it like a 3. You know, I'm old school and like my Gen 2 stuff, and maybe 3. But not to say that the new stuff is bad, but you know, I'll just catch up to it eventually.
Mm. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and agree with Gochu Mike. I'm gonna give Evolution K-pop a 3 out of 4, for the same reason that kind of Gochu Alex is. Like, I'm not really sure where they're going with where New Jeans will end up, and it's kind of scary to think that these young groups have so much power and influence on our culture, like not just Korean culture, but like worldwide culture, and it's just kind of scary to think about, because like back in the day, like Gen 1, Gen 2, they didn't have that kind of reach as they do now. So yeah, I don't know. I'm a little worried. But
yeah, that was our episode, Spicy Gang. I know this was a little bit longer than usual. But also, if you compare it to like our Gen 1, Gen 2 episodes, this is like right, just right. Right?
The seasons, yeah.
Yeah. We had like 2-hour episodes before too, right? Wasn't that the norm a few
We've
times?
We've had some 2-hour episodes. Definitely an hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, thanks y'all for sticking through and listening to the whole thing if you did. Go ahead and follow us on social media for latest updates at Gochujang Gang and on Instagram at Gochujang_gang. And let us know what do you think about the evolution of K-pop with hashtags.
Hashtags Gochujad++. Hashtag Moana Honey. Hashtag Magic Mind. Hashtag YG the Boy. Hashtag Gochu Amanda and the Boys. Hashtag Old Jeans. Hashtag Baby Monster Episode 2024. And hashtag Baby Babies.
All right, nice. Yeah, like I said, this is so long that I don't really recognize the first few hashtags. But okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, spicy.